The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon. Normally, we start the Mike O'Mara show with, you know, the yucks and the fun stuff. And today, I'd just like to, well, most of you know what's going on today. I'd like to just say a few words about a friend, a colleague, and the youngest member, ironically, of our band of funny men. But just a few words in memoriam of Mr. Oscar Santana, a guy that... Oscar was, what can I say, a good friend, a new friend, a guy that we didn't spend a lot of quality time with before we did this endeavor. But,
and I regret that.
Didn't really get to know him like we would have liked.
Really, I guess the best thing that I can say about Oscar was his energy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why, to see a man struck down so suddenly in the prime of his life. Prime of life. Very, very, very sad for all of us. Yeah,
none of us did.
If you just tuned in, the problem with Oscar, you know, I don't want to go into great detail on his medical situation, but it was a bronchial issue, a respiratory issue, complicated by a series of venereal diseases.
My attorney has asked you not to comment on the actual cause of death until the case has been resolved.
Well, I mean, it's documented.
Mike, please.
I am not gonna disparage his memory by pretending that what he had was something bad.
All I know is Joe Coyne told me.
I know.
That until I'm resolved of all blame.
The whole medical family is
let's
blaming.
Not blame anything. Let's celebrate it's a
no
brilliant life.
All right.
How
natural.
Dare you?
Natural cause.
Let's say that for now.
Okay.
Acceptable?
That's Joe said that was fine.
Bull crap, lawyers.
Hey.
What does it matter? A man's gone. What does it matter? What does it matter about lawyers, Robin? Why do you always have to toe that company line?
Can't bring him back, Mike.
There is no bringing him back.
So anyway, I'll forget it doesn't matter what I have to say about the fact is he's no longer here, and the fact that he's no longer here is going to be a big hole in the I called Kara last night and
twice.
I asked three times if you're counting. I asked specifically to what she wanted, and what she wanted was memories of. Oh my God!
He's alive!
Oh my God!
He's
back! He's back from the dead.
Then it's not true.
Hey.
It's a lie. You haven't died of respiratory failure brought on by complications due to venereal disease?
No, not yet.
I told you can't believe DCR-TV.
All right, then I'll put you to work immediately to get out of this vignette. Give me the rainbow thing. Go ahead, do it right now. Oscar Santana, 1, 2, 3, go.
It's in a book. Take a look, a reading rainbow.
Thank you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Help you, boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry.
Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am.
A Coke.
Be up in a minute.
Hi, Jake.
Matt!
Hi,
what are you doing?
How you doing? How was Joliet?
Oh, it's bad. On Thursday night, they serve a wicked pepper steak.
Can't be as bad as the cabbage roll at the Terre Haute Faro Pier.
Or that oatmeal at the Cook County Slammer.
Oh, they are all pretty bad.
Putting the band back together.
Don't talk that way around here. My old lady, she'll kill me.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Matt, what the hell is he talking about?
Don't get riled, sugar.
Don't get riled, sugar me. Now, you're not going back on the road no more, and you ain't playing in them old two-bit sleazy dives. You're living with me now, and you're not gonna go sliding around with your old white hoodlum friends.
But, babes, this is Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers? They still owe you money, fool.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Oh, yeah. Urethra Franklin.
Nice. You better think about it.
Urethra.
I'm sorry, urethra. Aretha.
Urethra.
Not urethra. Are you ill too with your thing over your mouth that you make it obvious that you've got something respiratory? Oscar's here. Jesus Christ. Sorry. It's like a f***ing tubercular ward.
Welcome
here.
To the ward, and thanks for saying it that way.
I swear to God. What's wrong with you, RJ? Are you ill? Or are
no,
you,
I'm fine.
What are you doing?
Well, when I was not trying to laugh before.
Right. Well, don't. You can laugh. It's a comedy show.
That's
laugh vigorously.
That's the confusion here, Mike. Not many people realize that it's a comedy show.
Boy, don't you wish he was with us for the whole run? You know, that we'd have him in studio so that whenever there was a big laugh that could maybe benefit a show from an audio standpoint, he would go.
He'll stifle it.
Yeah, you know what he is? He's kind of like, he's kind of like the comedy sponge. If there's any extra comedy laying around, he will absorb it and take it away.
Yeah. Welcome. The
three
gang
times his own weight in comedy.
Is all here. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard across America and in 145 countries around the world.
Impressive.
MikeOMaraShow.com. It is, what is it, Friday?
Friday.
And it is August 6th.
Right.
2010?
Yes.
Or is it August 5?
No,
August
6th.
It's the 6th.
Yesterday was the 5th.
August 5th, 2010. We are over 2.5 million downloads and growing every single day. The show today brought to you by a sponsor you're going to get a chance to meet in
brand
a second, Catoctin Creek Distillery.
Ooh,
welcome. Make every day a BYOB day with spirits from Catoctin Creek. 100% organic spirits, which is interesting.
I like that.
Distilled in Loudoun County, Virginia.
Well, that's very close to
here. This is a local distillery. Very excited.
You know, that's really safe to have a distillery that close to my home.
I know, and you like that
stuff,
too.
Can we just run a hose?
Now available in Maryland and the District, too. That's CatoctinCreek.com. And if you want to know how to spell it, CatoctinCreek.com, or just follow their link on our website. Stay tuned as Catoctin Creek's BYOB Friday spills over into the bonus show.
Would you prefer longer copy next time?
I don't know.
How did he get that on one piece of paper?
It's Twitch.
It's our standard spot
Twitch
with a promo tag at the end.
Let me just say, when you see me doing this on the Ustream, you know.
Good Lord.
Oh, Mike, it's a little early to be...
Well, that's going to be a good show.
Chugging it.
Now who needs an inhaler?
Hi, everybody.
Good night, Mike.
Big show today. Got no idea.
What?
Got no idea.
No
first
idea.
One in a long time.
I will
said
say...
effort last night. Said no idea.
It's good to be back.
That's what I was going to talk to you about.
I
wrote it down last night.
Were
I
you
didn't
gone?
Take it with me today.
Oh, yeah. I was gone for like a day.
He was
I will say, though...
He returns from his deathbed.
As guilty as you feel when you're on terrestrial radio and you miss a show, you feel twice as guilty when you miss a one-hour podcast in the middle of the day.
I will tell you, I had pangs of guilt on Monday when I was not here due to the golf tournament. I felt guilt. I felt guilt. It's just, it's more intimate.
Yeah, it's like a family guilt.
This thing that we do is a very familial thing. It's very strange.
I'm not feeling any guilt. Are you, Rob?
You know what? I feel everything but guilt.
Congratulations. And I know you've worked in pain.
We're soldiering through.
Since December. Yes. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I still feel great.
And on a serious note, Buzz's been dealing with his own stuff. Yeah. How's your father doing?
I have very good news on that front. He is home from the hospital.
Oh, that's
great. That's great to hear.
Which
Buzz,
means...
consummate professional dealing with his dad's illness this week.
He's a little grumpy coming home from the hospital, so I'm now gonna go spend 4 or 5 days with my grumpy father.
You know what? The father is saying right now, I got to spend 4 or 5 days with my grumpy son. It's the typical grunt, typical Elston grump.
It's very dumb. So I've got the ill father across from me. To the right, I've got Johnny Inhaler with walking pneumonia.
I'm getting better.
And then I've got Deathbed Santana. And meanwhile, I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I feel great.
Isn't that amazing?
Immune system of a horse.
I feel as well as one can at my age.
Understood.
Let me speak for everyone in the world, Mike, and say good for f***ing you.
Oh, there we go.
Also, let me make this point.
Yes, go right ahead.
Make a wish, Spiewak here.
Right.
When this is for anybody out there, and we talked about this briefly, but the heroes out there that go to work and say I'm on antibiotics, mm-hmm. antibiotics take 24 hours to kick in.
Okay.
So that's why I actually didn't want to be... I didn't want this to happen, and it's probably because of our team leader here. I didn't want to come in with what I had,
right,
and then get you sick for your morning gig and the podcast next week.
That would be
because you wouldn't hear the end of it. You wouldn't hear the end of it.
Now, that would be the end of it.
So when you called me Make a Wish, that wasn't praise.
No,
oh,
that was because you got the inhaler.
Something good was coming.
Yeah. You're always. You're whining.
You're beyond
got
hooked
me
up.
That's me. Love to whine.
You're beyond hooked
squeaky
up with
wheel.
The medical community. Your dad's a doctor. Your
brother's
a doctor.
Yeah, I called my sister.
So
allegedly.
And they got you the antibiotics.
Yes.
Do you have a diagnosis? What did you have?
Well, no. My sister just said that she said that you might have just the flu. I had a fever yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She said, it sounds like you have a flu.
Right.
And what I thought was going to happen was strep. Uh-huh. And I have had strep multiple times in my life.
You don't want that.
All right, and we just stopped it and got the antibiotics, and that was it.
He's got the Lepaz.
I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad Rob's feeling better. I'm glad Buzz's dad is feeling better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just going to say for both of you mm-hmm. that have gone through this thing, in this particular weather, and we've had 98% humidity with 95 degree temperatures, it's got to suck being sick in this weather.
Yeah. I think it was Hank who said on Facebook that going outside is like trying to breathe pudding.
Horrible.
And
it
it's really and I do horrible. I do blame the air quality for part of this.
The summer in Washington, D.C., and this is most of the Eastern Seaboard. Hell, it's most of the country. A lot of the country where we're listened to, you've got hotter temperatures than we have.
Oppressive.
I will tell you, I don't remember a summer where my summer is to the car and into the house.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
like this
dick
before.
Outside.
Right.
There's no chance.
I'm not having barbecues. I've had a few, you know, get-togethers where people
early
hang outside.
On, yeah.
Buzz, even that party we had
where
Oscar was there. Guys, it was horrible.
It's been intolerable.
I fired up the grill and used the man grates last night. The steaks were medium rare before I got them on the grill.
It's terrible.
It's actually cooler near the grill.
It's terrible. Listen, on the show today, we're going to talk to our BFD fantasy football guy.
Right?
And Rob, his name is?
On the piece of paper that RJ has. And his name is?
Since Rob made this massive deal about it, but he doesn't remember the guy's
Tranquilli.
Name. Lou Tranquilli.
Lou.
We'll talk to him via Skype. About our little fantasy football segment. Want to find out how the NFL training camps are having, you know, what they're doing so far here in Washington, D.C.
We have
the big Albert Haynesworth controversy. And around the country, I want to find out who's looking good, who's not looking good, who's getting banged up, who's getting injured.
Remember?
Because it's draft time right around the corner.
Do you remember the quarterback he recommended for you last week?
The Philadelphia quarterback, the starting quarterback,
yeah.
Who will go nameless, but I know he's ranked very high.
But do you recall his name?
Of course not. I got to start paying attention.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be in the
Colt, it starts Colt Brennan.
Here's
the draft Colt Brennan.
Here is a name I released by the Redskins.
Which, by the way,
what
was
a shame.
One of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, and a lot of
really
fun.
Reached out.
Big Owen
Dukes. Had never been warmer.
Big Owen Dukes had him on their show, and
really
had
nice
him
guy.
On
he
our
was a
show,
nice guy.
And it was great. Just keep
he
talking.
Is a nice guy.
Just keep talking while I'm talking.
He's
guys.
Feeling better, Mike.
I know everybody's ill, but just pay attention. There are rules. Rules. Before we move forward with that, though.
How dare you.
How dare you. Jesus, suck on that inhaler a little more. Listen, I don't care if you're a little. Look at me. I don't care. I know you're trying harder because you're run down. I don't care. You're going to be fine. You're going to relax a little bit. You're going to be all right. He's going to be all right.
He'd take a breath if he could.
The heart.
I want to take advantage of this moment because we have the sponsor, the new sponsor, Catoctin Creek, the first legal distillery in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get one of the ladies in from Catoctin, and we've got Scott Harris and Rhea, is it Leinster?
Leinster.
Yes.
Well, Twitch, for Christ's sake, use a pen properly. It's Rhea Leinster. It's Leinster. Now, let's welcome Scott Harris. Scott, how are you?
What's going on, Scott?
Nice to see you.
Set you up
welcome,
with that mic right there.
Welcome, welcome. We always like to say hi to our wonderful new clients, especially if they can bring booze.
Boy, so, that's good booze.
So what were you, what do they call them, the moonshine guys?
A bootlegger.
Bootlegger.
Were you a bootlegger?
I really can't answer that question.
I can't move. Thank you very much. All
no problem.
Right.
Let's get him headphones if you don't
mind.
Please.
This is very cool because I'm holding in my hand. Now, this is called, this is whiskey, and I'm used to whiskey bringing.
Jesus, can we get a gun?
He is so out of control.
Now,
today.
Have you ever had lemon juice? If Mark Riddell is lemon juice today, he is flipping lemon extract.
Exactly.
Because he is out of his mind.
Original five flavors.
Don't
Rob.
Talk, Mark. Now, you make it worse.
The good news for you, Scott, is that you've got a salesperson that is really going to service your account.
That's the good news.
The bad news for us is he's going to drive us out of our minds, which is what he did. Now,
how dare you?
Now, this is Catoctin Creek Organic Mosby Spirit Whiskey.
Right.
Now, Mosby's a huge name around here in Northern Virginia because it was a Civil War name.
Right.
And there's the Mosby's Charge, Mosby's this, Mosby's hemorrhoids, you know, Mosby's everything.
When I lived in Vienna, I lived in Mosby's Landing and a housing development that was entirely brown.
Right. Mosby, Mosby, Mosby. You think of whiskey. Now, listen, friends, if you're watching me on Ustream right now, I will tell you, I'm holding up.
This is amazing.
A clear liquid.
Never seen that.
What kind
whiskey.
Of hocus pocus right. do you use?
What are you
on
doing
that?
Here? Please to explain.
So basically, it's whiskey. It's whiskey that's come right off the still, and most whiskey that's brown has been aged in a barrel, and it's the barrel that makes it turn brown.
I think I might have known that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So basically what you've got there is a completely unaged rye whiskey.
An unaged rye whiskey. I'm going to take a little sniff. I'm not going to drink this because I don't want to get too messed up, but... Ooh, that's got
May
a nice
I?
Little...
You
yes,
know, I'm
take...
a whiskey man
now,
myself.
Are you a whiskey man?
No, of course I'm a whiskey
now,
man.
Now, as we Very talk good. Rye, and I like bourbon as well. Now, is it true that all rye is whiskey, but not all whiskey is rye?
Yeah, that's a good point. Most rye whiskey is actually only about 51% rye, and that's the federal government's requirement.
The minimum, right?
Right, the minimum. And they put wheat and corn in it to make it easier to make and to make it have a higher yield
of alcohol.
Is
that the rye whiskey that is the rye
whiskey.
Clear? And that's the stuff that's good in Manhattan's.
We call that a white dog. It's basically a white whiskey now. It's
right.
kind of a new coming up spirit. And you can use it like you would a whiskey in a Manhattan. It would make it a white Manhattan, things like that.
A white Manhattan.
I bet you
could
make a white old fashioned.
You could, absolutely. And you could also use it like you use a vodka if you want a little grain flavor to come through.
Oh, really?
It's a really interesting spirit.
So because it's lighter in color, does that change the flavor?
It totally
in any,
does.
It does change the flavor.
Yeah. So that whiskey is made from 100% rye, which is really unusual in
very
rye
whiskeys. Very expensive, right? To
very
brew
expensive,
it that way.
And it's very difficult to work with. Rye is a nasty, gluey stuff, and cleaning it is a mess.
Really?
So we really have to fight with it, but the payoff is the flavor. It's really, really nice.
Okay, and this, now what is this
so
second
this
one?
So this is the same exact spirit, but when we put it in the barrel, it turns brown.
Now the stuff that's clear. Do you sell that stuff, the clear rye? I would imagine that's got to be a difficult sell trying to get that out there and getting, because people think whiskey, it's clear. What's that? You know,
right.
That's just, you know, years of conditioning.
When
and
I
all
see
that.
The clear whiskey, I think John Dillinger. I mean, it really it looks like something
well,
from the 1920s.
It is. It does sort of harken back to some of the stuff they were drinking pre-prohibition. So, you know, and people that are following high-end craft spirits.
RJ, can you help with the, you know, or you can
I'm
just,
losing my mic here.
Right,
apologize.
Exactly.
People that are following high-end craft spirits, there's a new class of spirits coming out, which are these white dogs, which is the unaged rye, or unaged whiskeys in general, are becoming very popular, and a lot of the mixologists are really excited about
it. If I can follow with something specific about the color, because this is really hitting close to something that I hold so dear. The inside of the barrel, when you age it, is burned,
it's
right?
Charred.
And
that's right.
Now, is that because sometimes on a especially a cheaper bourbon, it comes through almost like an ashy taste, and some people like it, some people throw away. It's going to be devoid of that because it's not ever in a barrel, right?
Well, right. The spirit that you're tasting is the pure grain that came through the still.
Wow.
So it's got all kinds of like lemon flavors and stuff like that, and it's all from that grain.
Is this?
It's really neat.
Are you looking to set a trend with this? Are you looking to perhaps, or you know, because you just don't see it a lot. You don't see a clear whiskey. Is this something you think is going to catch on?
Well, you know, as a regional brand, I mean, we're in this DC region here.
Mm-hmm.
There really isn't anything else out there that's like it. A couple others, but not much really. So
very cool.
It is kind of a cool up and coming thing.
We are talking with Scott Harris from Catoctin Creek, the first legal distillery in Loudoun County since Prohibition. That's got to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And how did you get into making a hooch?
Well, you know, it's funny because my wife and we hadn't been doing this before this. I mean, I was a government contractor, and my wife's a chemical engineer. And we got to the point where it was like, you know, geez, what the hell? I'm going to turn 40 this year. And I was like, what do I want to do with the rest of my life?
Right.
I can't sit behind a computer for the rest of my life.
Right.
And so we said, to hell with it, you know. Let's go and make this distillery.
Now, your first still, did it look like something from the Andy Griffith Show with, like, copper coils and a big pot? Or how
actually, we have, it's like two stainless steel buckets welded together with this big column. Yeah, it looks pretty much like that. Awesome. Like something you find in a prison movie or something.
So you got rolling with this thing. You always, obviously, you enjoyed spirits before this. Yep. And high level, you've gone to tastings.
We found,
and you know,
it's kind of like... every time we'd go on a family vacation, you know, to Europe or someplace, we'd always end up dragging the kids and the whole family off to a distillery to see a distillery tour. So kids definitely had a problem, you know, early on in my life with this.
Well, we're going to be sipping this stuff through this show and also our bonus hour today. Scott, we want to welcome you. Thank you so much for your sponsorship. And we look forward to bringing you out and about when we get out and we do some socializing and letting people sample your wonderful stuff that you have there from Catoctin Creek.
Right.
And now I want to talk to m'lady, not about spirits, because I've gotten a little intel. The big story of the day concerns Michaela, whatever you spell her name, Salahi.
And her
giant fight with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
And so we're going to bring Rhea Leinster down here. And Rhea...
Alleged
fight. What's that?
Alleged fight. There's been a challenge to that, saying there really was no fight.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg confirmed that she yelled at Michaela Salahi.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched both the View yesterday and the day before. When she was on The View, I saw what had happened as much as you could on camera.
Right.
And then I watched yesterday's version of the View where they showed the other camera angle where she didn't even grab the arm, nor
she
did
touched.
She hit.
Right.
She touched, literally, this is the touch. She put her hand on her side when she came over there. Then you had the big controversy with the Salahis. I did, about 10 minutes talking about the Salahis, how these people are just so transparent to me. They enjoy this fame ride. This is what their goal has been.
Transparent scum.
Twitch tells me that, Rhea Leinster, you work for Catoctin, or you're our bartender for today.
I'm the bartender for today, yes. Yeah. I actually have my own radio show, Chandler and Rhea.
Okay, now tell us about your radio show.
Okay, we're a conservative... a libertarian political talk radio show.
Hold on just a second. Let me play this for you. No, we're not going to talk about that then.
We do want to thank you for coming by.
But here's what Twitch...
We also do a lot of DC insider stuff, and that's what's so great. So we have our political rant, of course, but we also... I formerly held public office in northern New Jersey. Chandler is a conservative celebrity blogger. She is one of the original 10 organizers of the Tea Party Day movement back in April 15, 2000.
So she's the one we blame.
But we also do a lot of uncovering a lot of the insider DC stuff. So not the famous people, not the page one news. We're the story behind the story behind the story behind the story is, that's the White House making that move.
And what I heard from Twitch, not anything if I'd heard about the... this is where Twitch is just Mr. Thorough.
Yes.
No, I still would have put you in the chair. I would have put you in the chair regardless of the Libertarian Tea Party, whatever. But I would have... Salahis. I want to talk about the Salahis. When you say DC insiders, you have... been to a lot of fundraisers, a lot of stuff like that, and you're kind of plugged in within some of this, and your paths have crossed a number
of times. The Salahis invite us specifically to their events to cover their events.
To cover your events.
Of course they do.
So they've done a lot. How much has that ramped up since the whole White House crashing thing? Have they done a lot more events, or do you know them pre-Salahis crashing the White House?
I know them pre-White House state dinner crashing because I went to high school with Michaela.
How about that?
Yes, 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 yes. All right,
Oakton High School.
Here's what I... Look, not that
Cougars.
You would be... Look,
exactly.
So you've been to social events since high school, and you knew her in high school.
Yes, correct.
Then let me set this up. Before you go on here, I want to set it up so I get it properly, and I simply want you to tell me if you think I'm right and why, all right?
Okay.
My book on her is that she is a fame whore, that she is chasing the dream, you know, to be a celebrity.
Desperate
that's
for
what
attention.
He wants to do. Right. That's what I see when I see them out and about. And I also, from what I've heard around this town, is they are phenomenally litigious, that they will sue at the drop of a hat. And now you take it from there. Would I be accurate with that initial assessment?
Well, it's interesting that you say litigious.
Right.
Because it's not so much that they may sue people, but they tend to get sued a lot. In fact, let me tell you a really interesting scoop that happened, because last night, as some of your listeners may know, was the launch premiere season of the DC
Real Housewives of DC.
Yes. Okay, so you have the Bravo TV network that has their official launch party, which is at the Madison Hotel, which is downtown DC across from the Washington Post building.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Salahis.
Yes, the Salahis have been
good. I already know.
We're all waiting.
Yeah.
Yes.
They decided to have their own official launch party, right?
Of course.
Now, she's employed by the Bravo Network.
Exactly. So, right. So she apparently, they're getting sued by the Bravo Network because they've signed agreements where they are not, you know, it's completely in breach of contract to have your own official party. And Bravo is really disconcerted.
They want to have their own money-making vehicle as this is going on. And it would be
leveraging their brand. Fame is fleeting. They're leveraging their brand. But in defense of the Salahis, the party last night, to which I was invited, and I did go. My co-host Chandler and I did go to cover it.
The Salahis party or the Bravo party?
The Salahis party.
Mm. Okay.
That's correct. Okay. So, but in defense of them, the money, they did charge money at an entrance out the doorway at a really cool lounge in a really weird part of like a transitional area of Northwest D.C. The money went to support two different charities, a Pediatric Gates Foundation and a new foundation that celebrates and honors our vets. And I see you've got Support Our Troops ribbons all over, you know, your equipment here, which is fabulous. And so the issue was, so although they're
But the book on the slides, let me interrupt you, is that they have hidden behind, this is what I've heard. I don't know whether it's true or not. I have no evidence of it. I have not followed them. I don't care enough about the Salahis to pay attention to it.
Right.
But the book on the Salahis, that they've done a lot of these events where they say pediatric aid, support the troops, Fisher House, what have you. And then, you know, 5% goes to the event. You know, 95% goes to the Salahis.
I'd like to see the receipts.
You know, that's what I've
and
heard
then
about.
And further,
them.
Based on the reputation that precedes them.
You okay, Oscar?
Yes, I apologize.
Based on the reputation that precedes them, isn't the real payoff they want is the look at me factor of their having a party?
Look, this is classic DC narcissism. I don't know if you can blame them or you blame the machine in DC.
Oh, I blame them.
Let's blame them.
Right.
Or maybe because they're just so good at it.
Right.
What was she like in high school?
She was shy. She was a cheerleader. She was actually very shy.
As
very
cheerleaders are.
I would like.
She was.
I would like.
A shy cheerleader.
She was a shy cheerleader.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to place full blame, with all due respect, on your rack. It is amazing.
What, are you talking about this lady
yes.
right here?
We got to put a picture on the web.
Oscar's a little depleted with antibiotics.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you, Oscar.
Just FYI.
We talk about my rack on the show, too.
I was just staring at it. Like,
now you like conservative politics because we talk about my rack on
Nothing
the show.
Nothing conservative
like,
about that.
I don't like any of
it. Guys, let me get to the scoop. Here's the real scoop. Okay.
I see two scoops.
hey, gentlemen, I know we're drinking whiskey and all that. What are you doing? Twitch, stop. God, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Jeez. Something about him today is driving me
today?
All right. So what's the scoop?
All right. We're going upstairs because there's a whole other component of the evening that's staged.
Right.
And that is where the Salahis are the first persons to sign a petition where we can get a new, create a new like national flag that honors all of our veterans who have perished in these wars.
A new flag?
A new flag that's just for them. Okay.
A Salahi flag, Mike.
No, it's not the Salahi flag. It's the name
the
of
flag
the
for
veterans
the veterans?
Yes, a flag for the veterans. A special honor
a flag for the
flag.
The flag for the veterans is the flag.
Yeah, the U.S. flag has stars and stripes.
Mike, that is so
nice.
2010.
Mike, clarity is good. There is a woman who's created a new organization who, in honor of her brother-in-law who perished in Iraq, that they want to create a new flag. And so they just have this petition at just this woman's drive. She's involved in a lot of events. And she's very good friends with the Salahis doing events over the
past few
years.
Is that the scoop?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
So they've got extra Hollywood TV cameras, NBC cameras. They've got cameras from multiple, like five or six different news agencies. No one's allowed to sign the petition except for them because they are going to be the first ones to put their name on the
screen. Tarek and Mikaela.
Tarek and Mikaela.
Tarek and Mikaela.
Tarek,
whatever.
Okay. So as soon as the Salahis step up forward with all the bright lights and all the cameras going and pen in hand, a gentleman in a suit walks up and hands Tarek a subpoena.
Wow.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
I like that.
That's good. That's a good scoop.
Was it from Bravo?
No, it was not from Bravo. There was another media maven at the show who accompanied Chandler and myself. And she actually informed us because she actually got a look at it. It's related to one of their sponsors from the polo events, past polo events. Okay. So it's finally caught up with them.
Wow. So the book on them, when you hear about them, how much do you think? You know, they've been portrayed as very, very slippery, very sleazy, very dishonest. What is can you comment on that?
Look, my experience is they're very nice, they're very charming, they're very affable. They've always been very gracious and very elegant, and I've had that consistent, you know, in discourse with them.
Nothing
for the past
gracious
5 or 6
years. Or elegant about crashing the White House.
Well, no, Buzz, that's the superficial thing. Yeah. She's talking about when she's met them outside of that particular.
As people, I haven't felt slimed or I haven't felt weird when I've left them. They've been very gracious and very, very elegant.
Does he wear a lot of cologne? He looks like he'd wear a lot of cologne.
Yeah, a lot of cologne.
Look, I just think they're very successful at getting a lot of traction and runway here when a lot of people in D.C. actually aspire to do what they're doing.
Okay.
I got to tell you.
All right, there you go. That's it. And so we want to thank you. Rhea, thank you. Rhea Leinster, thank you very much. And give your show a plug since you came in and you talked about that with us. It's very topical, and we appreciate that. What's your radio show?
You're very welcome. For more D.C. Insider news like this, please go to bdigix.com. That's bdigix.com. Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're also, you can see our podcasts on DCLifeMagazine.com.
Very good. Cool.
Thank you so much.
And get us invited to some parties. Okay. We'd love to go.
You know, it'd be great. We could all show up in a big flowy red dress like she wore to the White House.
I've been in this market. I've been in this market 28 years, and I've never felt like I am more of an outsider.
I'm
an official DC outsider.
You started as more of an insider when you were new in the because you used to be like part of the Easter egg roll and stuff.
Oh, we
like
were
that.
Invited to everything, the White House and all that.
Well, no,
stuff.
It's because it's the prox. It's such a disaster to get into DC.
Right.
That you really. And I'm telling you, I go out to some of these things because I live in the city.
Yeah, like to go to clubs.
Yeah, but if I didn't live in the city, I would not go because it is a pain in the ass.
It is a pain, but I just would love to be invited. I've been to maybe 2 embassies in my entire 25 years in this market.
One of them was a car wash.
It was Embassy Auto Wash. Thank you very much. All right, and thank you very much, Rhea.
You're
and that
welcome.
Was interesting. And you know, it's they're really all over the place. And when you see them go into the Whoopi Goldberg thing and stuff. Well, you were just ogling.
Yeah.
Everybody's ogling Rhea.
You
really.
Know what? I was really, until Oscar said something and sort of broke the ice, I couldn't really find
Congratulations,
her
Congratulations, Oscar.
I just had to say.
We'll have more.
I was having
all.
An interview with
Finding
her chest.
Her eyes was tricky.
All right.
If you don't, just quickly. If
yes,
you
we're
going to
we got to take a break
If
here.
You want to come to the Bolivian embassy, we can...
You can make
take
that happen.
Of that, yeah.
I just, I think
is
that
one
of my
parents' house.
My point is that there's a certain circuit here.
There is,
and when you read even our Washington Post style section, mm-hmm. it is an elitist group of people that float above everybody else
that you normally resent.
But it's not media people.
Right.
It's really not a lot of media people. It's more. It's more wealth. It's more wealth.
It's not just wealth, though, because half those people are $30,000 millionaires. I should know. You're looking at one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you're talking about the people that show up for the...
They're connected somehow.
Yes. Well, Buzz, we went to one of those functions when we went down to the Angie Goff function, and maybe they're... Maybe be careful what you wish for.
That's true.
Maybe I don't. We just like to say no. I like to be invited.
I understand. That I get.
I am very proud being a DC outsider for a good long time.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills right after this. The Mike O'Mara Show Raw.
Out of the vault and available for the first time ever on iTunes.
Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, porn.
I love gonzo porn.
I do too.
You got to bring in a donkey and like a rooster to turn me on.
You pervert. So
strange, I hear a woman's voice in here. Carmen Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
You look at the box, it's on the wall and it's full of tissues.
It's cold and flu season.
It doesn't get any more raw than this.
Raw returns August 9th. Pre-order now.
RJ, would you pour Carmen more wine, please?
Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Raw.
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 I'm going to get the same amount for having sex with a guy that I'm going to have sex with a girl.
Sex news like you've never heard it before.
Going to hell now.
In a handbasket.
Right.
With gasoline drawers on, yes.
The first one's free to VIPs. Get your membership now.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I know what you're all thinking. We should have charged more.
Give you a little.
Oh, there! Hello. Oh,
wow. Sorry about that.
There we are. Welcome back to the second segment of our show, and we are sponsored today by Raw and also the Catoctin Creek Distillery.
Right.
We are enjoying the spirits. Rob, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking the clear rye, and he really nailed it. It is all the flavors you would enjoy in a whiskey. And
is it a good sipping whiskey?
Is that what this
is? It's terrific.
Is it really?
And I taste some of the citrus that he mentioned.
Mark,
it is so clean tasting.
Mark, give me a little spot with lots of ice of the clear. I've got the brown. I want the cream, the clear. Bring me the clear. Bring me the clear, and I want to. I really do want to taste that.
This would make a vicious mixed cocktail. This is so tasty.
Oscar, what are you enjoying?
It's gorgeous. The same. Just the same.
You've got the clear, too?
I've got the clear as well.
Okay, and Buzz, what are you enjoying?
I think it's the same. I'm not
risk
sure.
Of throwing you off, you know what it has a hint of to me? It has a hint of tequila.
Oh, really?
But not in a bad way.
I don't like tequila.
No, but
so
you see, but it's got the good end of tequila.
Right, let me see.
Best mixer you need for this is ice.
It does smell.
Yeah, I wouldn't
like
mess it up with soda. I usually like messing up whiskey with soda.
Right, here we go.
Not this one.
This is good.
Zang.
Yeah, sounds right.
Zang.
Wow.
A little more down that gullet.
Very nice.
You know what? I've never felt less
bronchial. So, Rob, how are you feeling today?
I was pretty good, Mike.
That's good. This is a good bonus hour. This is not the bonus hour. This is the regular show.
Here we are.
This is the free one.
Here we are at work.
All right. All right. I'm really curious about one thing.
What's that?
Okay. How were your steaks last night, Rob?
Oh, God, they were great.
Like sex?
Yeah, they were like grilled sex. Could you tell that I opened a bottle of wine last night? I hadn't had a drink since Thursday last because of my illness.
Yeah.
And I went to the Costco, which is great. And because Carrie yelled at me that she doesn't care for my style of parenting and my lack of interest and all the things that benefit the family.
Right.
So I went to Costco and we had the kids at my parents' house. So I bought dinner and I made dinner for her last night.
I had an altercation and I too went to Costco.
Really?
Now listen, I am not
that
lying.
That is odd.
I was going to bring up the fact Carla, her lease expired on her car.
Right.
We were looking for a new lease, so I have been car shopping with
her.
It's delightful because it's her money.
Right. No, you love
it. I don't have anything to do with
it.
And it's her money, and then she transfers money in for a down payment on this lease, and she turns the money over to her bank, and they say, okay, use your debit card. You can use that when you have to make a down payment.
Wow, cool.
And we get to the part where it's the down payment, and I've been just sitting there enjoying the whole afternoon going, la-da-da, la-da-da-da.
Yes.
It's her money really just free and clear. Hey, that's a great car. I'm all enthusiastic.
You're seated with your thumb hidden.
And we're sitting there with the business manager, and the business manager finally says to me, okay, this didn't go through.
What?
The debit, because there's a limit. Even though she had plenty of the funds in to do this, it didn't go through.
Right.
So guess whose credit card has to come out?
Attaboy. Big Daddy.
And I don't have this money.
No.
And I'm pissed.
No, yeah.
And I'm trying to really keep it together. But suddenly my day of I'm really detached from this becomes I'm the reason this is happening.
Yeah. It's like in the flip of a coin, you go from going to see a movie at the theater to becoming a producer.
Exactly. So she comes back and I sign the little thing. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, you don't have to be like that. And she brings the thing back.
Well,
and she's going to process it. And I'm like, I've given her the card, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I might just be hemming and hawing a little bit. And then she says at one point, you're a dick.
No!
And the lady comes back with the card. Uh-huh. And I am being a dick. I know this. I'm being a dick, but I'm still pissed. And I sign the thing, and I go, well, I got a roll.
I'm walking
out of the business manager's office, and I'm like, thank you so much. And I cover it with her, but as I look at Carla, I'll do the camera thing. Incidentally, watch this show on video.
You get these
benefits. I shake the hand of the business party, and I look at her, and Carla, and I go, Dick's got a roll.
Wow.
And I head out into the storm, into the paralyzed traffic that is D.C.
Yeah. I've seen this version of Mike O'Meara. It normally comes towards the end of a poker game.
And I am very upset. Well, got a roll. Dick's got a roll.
Dick's got to go.
You do the rest of the stuff yourself. You know?
Wow.
Things all paid for. Don't need my services anymore. Thanks. I'm going to get the hell out of here. I roll on down the highway. It's the middle of this horrible front of storms we have.
Yeah.
So D.C. is paralyzed.
Right. Of course.
And I said, you know what? I've been on this diet all week long. I'm going to roll by the Costco. I'm going to drown my sorrows with a big, thick steak.
Complex carbs.
I went to the
protein.
Did you get strips?
The New York strips.
Yeah. God, they're great.
The go-to meat.
I feel so. I almost felt bad writing that in that group email last night, but God, it was such a great
Thursday
steak.
Thursday is steak day.
They're almost too thick to believe.
And they cook up so nice. What I did is I bought a Caesar salad and assembled it. Wonderful. And then, thank you. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Redskin
mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All I got was Costco stuff. I got their lime. Have you had their lime shrimp?
I saw it, but I did not get it.
The lime shrimp that they have. Oh, thank you.
It covers up the oil taste.
Girl, what are we drinking here? What are we enjoying here?
A gin and tonic.
A gin and tonic.
None for me. Gin makes me fight with people.
That's what my father called it. Fighting liquor. Thank you to Scott Harris from Catoctin
Creek. The fart sound effect ready again, because I did buy something that I'll be having tonight for dinner from Costco.
It tastes amazing.
Wow.
Right?
That's very peppery.
Tastes amazing. Really?
That's very special.
I'll give it a
Mike, test. When you were here at Costco, did you see their new product?
Did I see what, Rob?
The shrimp and chorizo paella.
Chorizo?
Chorizo, I guess.
Chorizo.
Is it chorizo or chorizo?
I bought myself about $18 worth of that for dinner tonight.
What is it?
It's shrimp and scallops and chorizo and rice. And
like a jambalaya thing?
Yeah. It's Spanish, Spanish paella.
Can you believe that?
Can I interrupt this buffet orgy you guys are having right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you not?
I want to mention the sponsor's booze. Yes, yes, absolutely.
No, I just wanted to mention what happened with Carla.
What happened with Carla was, the bonus.
Yeah.
I got the apology call.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Turned it around.
Well, I guess driving home in the new vehicle maybe put her in a mood to give me an apology call.
Does she like the smart car?
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
It's tiny. It fits just two of us, barely.
One and a half. Looks like RJ in a plane seat.
But I was just, really, it was the whole week of dealing with this was a little frustrating.
And it's you over put now. The time in.
I
you
put
went
the time in. Yes, yeah. I was
you went
there.
With her.
I was happy.
Yes.
The sales guy was good. Could not have been nicer.
You should raise the bar, because when you buy a woman a car, she should say she's sorry.
I didn't buy her a car.
You did for all intents and purposes yesterday. What kind of car did she get?
She got a Yugo.
Could you tell us? Could you write it down so the animals don't know she got?
No, I don't want to make a big deal about that, boys.
You could write it down for us.
All right.
That's what all I want. Also, do you get that down payment back? Do you get that down payment back?
Lamborghini.
Oh, wow.
Lamborghini.
No, that's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, I get it back today. She's giving me a check today.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Yeah,
don't you always feel guilty when that happens? I feel guilty when that happens.
No, I'm not guilty at all.
Get two forms of ID.
It's not
with
a question.
Check.
Listen, I said to her, my money is your money. Your money is mine. We pool our resources, but this is a question of funds available.
Right. Yes.
This is a question that, when you're talking about putting something on a credit card, this is funds available. Yeah. That's what it was. And she's not home yet. Good. Okay, I'm just checking. She gets home early.
I make the rules.
Oh, come on.
I make the rules.
My
house.
I'm the king. You're nothing.
I'm the king of the castle.
She makes the rules.
Cramden.
I make the rules. Oops, slip up. It's the booze. It's the booze.
Let's say that.
Starting to get out of control now.
What did you say? Your apology?
I do. This morning I did. And last night I was okay. I was upset. Yeah. And then, so she writes me the check and we pool it. It's just a question. When I'm putting it one place, it means I got to take it from another place. And I wasn't prepared.
And we're in a different time.
To do that. It was a different time.
How were the steaks?
They were delicious.
Good. Yay.
I credit Mangrate.
I will be having them for
Thank
lunch.
Thank you, sir.
I will be slicing it thin and using
that's
4 ounces of it. 4 ounces of it, because I'm back on points. But then I had maybe five.
Maybe I slipped a Friday and had five. Maybe I had 5 points. And I
Friday is treat day.
Friday is treat day. And now you're ready.
Oh, I love
Hoist and all. Owl. All right. So,
Large Max.
We are back. And
we need to call our friend.
We got to call him.
Yeah.
We got to do that. Shoot. All right, short audio vault.
Okay.
All right, let's get to it.
Lou
Tranquilli.
Seems a shame, because it's so much great stuff in the audio vault today, Mike. From being Friday and all.
Rob's been ill.
BFD Fantasy Football.
It's called Lou Tranquilli.
Lou Tranquilli.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, from BFD Fantasy Football.
Yeah, there you are. Take your shirt off, Lou.
For our week.
The shirt's already off.
Okay.
All right.
Put it back on.
I'm dropping the drawers right now.
Very good, Lou. Our weekly BFD Fantasy Football update to find out what's happening around the country and around the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, Lou, good to have you on the show again.
I am thrilled to be back. And can I ask a question before we get started?
Go right ahead.
How is the soccer player feeling today?
Oscar, would you like to answer?
I'm doing well, actually. I'm doing much better than yesterday.
He's
I appreciate
got his color
you
back.
Asking. Yes.
All right, we're gonna talk American football, right?
Yes, American
football. Americano.
Okay, let's go around. First of all, with an emphasis on fantasy, because a lot of the guys, have not done their drafts yet, and the camps have been most camps around the NFL have completed their first full week. Who's looking good? Who's not looking good? Lou, I'm kicking it completely over to you, and we got to do a shorter segment here, so I want you to get as much information out as you possibly can in a short time.
Go, Daddy.
I'll fire away. And thanks to all those Mike O'Meara listeners, by the way, who have sent me emails saying they intend to subscribe. hopefully more of them will come aboard.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
and here is your bus driver right here. Okay,
very good.
The Green Bay Packers, from a fantasy football standpoint, you're hearing a lot of good things out of their camp. One of the guys very undervalued in drafts right now is Ryan Grant, the running back. You've got two very fine backup, we'll call them for now.
I need wide a pen. Receivers. I realize I need a pen. Lou's talking, and I know I'm doing a radio broadcast, but damn, not a Sharpie, damn it. I need.
That's a fine point.
Is this a fine point?
Point.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lou. I got to write
Lou
this
is
down.
Making a fine point himself. So
he's
let
making
him
a fine point. I know, but
subscribe, dude.
I need
just subscribe. You don't need to write that down.
I don't have to write it down?
Right,
okay, I won't write it down. Go
on the website.
Shameless plug. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But on the Packers side, Aaron Rodgers, who is basically the consensus number one quarterback in fantasy football this year.
Hard to believe, too, with all that press from years past about Aaron Rodgers and thanks, Switch. Aaron Rodgers, when he came in to replace Favre, it's just how quickly his star has risen.
Truly.
Well, the key is the coach is an excellent coach, and really, he made Aaron Brooks a Pro Bowl quarterback down in New Orleans. So if he could turn Aaron Brooks into a Pro Bowl quarterback, then Aaron Rodgers had a fighting chance from the beginning, and he's performed really well. Other places that are looking good, the San Francisco 49ers, just to go in a completely different direction than I'm sitting here on the East Coast. The 49ers, a lot of good things coming out of that camp, and you're hearing some positive things about Alex Smith. Had a chance to talk with one of the beat writers for the San Francisco 49ers and gave us a couple of good heads up on what they're looking like in camp already. And everything is positive. It always is at this time of the year, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. But the primary players for fantasy football, Frank Gore, Michael Crabtree, the second-year wide receiver, and then Vernon Davis, who had a monster season as a tight end last year, a University of Maryland grad, by the way. All three of them look very good so far in their camp.
As far as Aaron Rodgers next to him, who are some of the other quarterbacks that are impressing so far?
Sonny
well,
you've got the usual suspects, of course, the Peyton Mannings of
right.
the world,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, who fantasy football players at this point, in my opinion, are undervaluing Tom Brady terribly this year. But other guys that still fall under the radar, a player like Matt Schaub, the Houston Texans
mm-hmm.
quarterback. We talked a little bit about Joe Flacco last time I was on.
Yep, Baltimore Raven.
They are promising to throw the football around, and I'll tell you, last year they promised to run it with Ray Rice. This year they're promising to throw it with Joe Flacco, and I think they do it. So he's another guy that's really looking good and someone that has the attention of all fantasy football players right now is Jay Cutler, who led the league in interceptions last year. He's got Mike Martz telling him what to do as the offensive coordinator. So fantasy football players are just geeked up about what Jay Cutler could do for their teams this year.
All right, very good. And before we let you go, Lou, we want to make sure we get the running back situation. You mentioned a couple there. Anybody, is there a sleeper at the position of running back? Because that's usually when some people can go deep in a draft
big points and
steal
too.
Somebody.
Sure, and I have a couple of them. Justin Forsett of the Seattle Seahawks,
yeah,
who showed a little
so.
Bit of flash last year. It's a messy situation in Seattle this year. He looks like the guy that has the best opportunity. So if you're really going to wait, he's one of them. And I'll tell you, I love talking about this player, Ahmad Bradshaw, the New York Giants, number two running back.
Hello.
Yes,
wow.
Who played like a number one last year at times. Fantasy football drafters are laying off the guy because, rather unfortunately, had operations on both feet in the offseason. Word is he looks good. I have a friend of mine who's at the camp. He tells me, don't sweat Ahmad Bradshaw. Going to be very good for you. So if you're waiting to pull a couple of guys off the draft board, I really like Justin Forsett.
And you know me, I love drafting the New York
you're
Giants.
You're going to be
guys.
All over that Bradshaw.
Go get him, man.
All right, one more question for Lou there, Oscar.
Yeah, just I wanted to ask about Pete Carroll and that effect it's going to have on the Seahawks and what changed. Because if he's bringing that offense, that USC offense to the Seahawks, I mean, if you're a fantasy player, you're looking at obviously the quarterback. You're looking at what the guys are going to do.
Sure, and Pete Carroll's been an NFL head coach. He has a long history of running backs by committee, which is what tempers the excitement for a guy like Justin Forsett because he does share the football like he did at USC with Lendale White and Reggie Bush, mm-hmm. who are two fine citizens of the United States, to say the least. But they do share the football, and they will share it up in Seattle. At the wide receiver position, there are a couple of veterans in the way. T.J. Houshmandzadeh and Deion Branch are in the way of the young wide receivers, Deion Butler and Golden Tate, who's this year's draft pick. So I'm really letting a lot of that shake out, and if I'm going to focus on two players to take off that Seattle team, John Carlson, the tight end, who should be very active, and then at the running back position, as I said, Justin Forsett.
Okay. Right. Lou Tranquilla, BFD Fantasy Football. Check it out. You can link at our website,
sure,
MichaelMaraShow.com, to get him. Lou, we will talk to you not next week, but the week after when we're back doing the shows. And take it easy. Thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, and I'll put the shirt back on now.
Attaboy, right, Lou. Thank you, Lou. Thank you very much. That's Lou Tranquilli. Man, that's
he's
ESPN.
Killing it.
That's ESPN type
that's
stuff.
That's in and out.
But it's fun watching the two non-sports Twitch brothers here that just started.
Hold it. Hey,
let me
show you. Let me
show my impression of Buzz. This is Buzz. We have television cameras on in here. If you did that on TV, your producer would say to you after the show, "Please don't."
That's true.
As you're nervously twitching, and you know, Sonny Jurgensen, it's like, you know, pay more attention. Everything matters.
This is going to help.
Everything matters. It's going to help all of us.
Yes,
we're playing fantasy football. Don't. Okay, go ahead. The three words.
No.
How dare you?
I won't give you what you expect.
But I thought Lou did great.
Oh, he's great.
Lou's killing it.
All right, let's get the audio vault on right now.
Okay, very good.
Take a break and come back with the magic audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your computer, iPad, Wii, Xbox, PlayStation instantly, or get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for just $8.99 a month. No late fees, and you can try it for free. Click the Netflix on our website.
Try it free.
Let's open it up right now. Here he goes, Rob Spiewak.
You know what? I'm going to pass on Twitch. He made a dance mix of the "How dare you?" But you know, I think we've had enough Twitch today.
Sure.
This will table this.
Very good.
Will stay good. No! Behind the curtain. Behind the curtain.
Very good.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
He's changed his shirt.
He's changed desperately.
It's a wardrobe so out of control.
It's terrifying. He's one of the most frightening men I've ever known in my life.
Really, Nick Nolte's offering him help right now.
He's very scary.
I got this. This was sent to me by, you know, Mark Ronick, I hope, is having a great vacation.
Yeah, F him.
And he sent me this yesterday, and I'll just give you a taste of it. We had some gay music in the vault yesterday.
Okay, we did.
I think you'll enjoy this. This is by an artist named Richard Cheese, and this is his version of the song about the cantina in Star Wars. I think you'll enjoy this parody record.
The name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear. Darth Vader drawing near, so R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands, so Luke and Obi-Wan.
I've met Richard Cheese, and while he's got his own hustle, he is a huge dork.
Is he really?
And huge dorks love him.
Would someone please tell me the year Star Wars was in theaters?
1977.
Mike. 77.
But he's got a parody for like all these things.
33 short years ago.
What relevance right now does that have to... I mean, are they re-releasing something?
I don't know.
Movie of all time, Mike.
I don't care.
Star Wars is very popular. I'm not a big fan.
I don't care. It doesn't have to do with anything.
But it was tied at least with a current song.
And that wasn't a slander at Mark Ronick, because he'll take it that way.
Yeah, Buzz is right. It was tied with a current song. A current song and was released
that made
20
it
years
okay.
ago.
Barry Manilow is timeless.
Timeless, okay. What's next as we wind up the audio vault?
Wow, I don't know if we can top that. You may want to go out strong. Dear.
Very good. Let's go out strong with something.
Mike, do you know George McMurrian?
I don't.
He comes from Florida, and Buzz will tell you that is our home office.
It is the home office.
Yes, it's been so generous.
This has been a great 911 call. I think you'll like this. And when you hear George, who hasn't been here?
This is 911.
I need a ride.
You need a ride?
Yes, the liquor store.
Okay, you're gonna have to call.
He said he needs a ride to the liquor store.
Ride to the liquor store, yes.
Else, sir. Sure. You called 911. We can't come give you a ride.
Even the sheriff says she give
Deputy.
Me a ride.
The sheriff said they give you a ride to the liquor store?
That's correct.
Wrong.
Who hasn't been there?
That is too good. That is your audio vault for
today.
Wow,
okay.
Good job. I like that. That was fantastic. Strong way to end the audio vault. When we come back, it's Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to... Give me a ride.
We can't do that.
Sure.
Liquor store?
Ride, yeah.
They told you they'd give you a ride to the liquor store?
Give some rye with me.
Wrong.
Rye. Clear rye.
The gin's amazing.
Distillery.
Let's get Buzz with the news. Go ahead, Buzz.
We're brought to you today by Mangrates. Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your Costco strip steaks.
Busy little show with sponsorships today.
And get 25% off if you order today.
Gotta call this the Mark Ronick Show.
Ought to call this the Rise Kicking in Mike O'Mara.
The Ronick Show.
Mangrates are 100% made in America, which Oscar says is patriotico.
Call Lou Tranquilli, Ronick.
And let me add this, you animals, that we are fully in stock now. There's no more wait for these Mangrates.
Yes.
Very made in America, people. It takes a while.
Absolutely. Sure. Throw that in. Anything else?
They will get them to you.
You got any content on the show today?
As fast as iron can travel. Click the banner on our website.
I'm going to sponsor 105.
BP.
Her name was Lola.
BP has finished pumping cement into that once leaking oil well in the Gulf. Incident Commander Thad Allen says this virtually guarantees that the threat of more leakage is over. And he says it greatly improves our chances of killing the well forever.
No leakage.
I'm pumping mud.
No, yeah, I've seen that.
And leaking. The head of GM says he doesn't want his company known as Government Motors, so he's asking Washington to sell the stock.
Very good.
That became the property of the taxpayers during the automotive bailout. Mm-hmm. The Treasury Department currently owns 61% of GM stock in exchange for the $50 billion in taxpayer loans.
And bad news today on the economic front as far as unemployment. It sucked again. More proof
still
that
flat.
This president is not getting it done in any way, shape, or form.
Is the day the good day to let Mark Rudell go?
What should a president do to change that? Can a president do anything?
That's a good question. Hire a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's true or not. It's just, you know, I think everybody, I was talking to some passionate Democrats today that were saying they're just so disappointed.
Of course.
Yeah. They're so totally disappointed. And it's not a question of whether he could, he's not doing anything. I mean, he's not there. And it's like, well, what do you want him to do? I'm not the president.
Right.
I'm not the one with the poll numbers eroding. You know, I just would like to see
more.
And there's so much hatred on the other side that's mobilizing.
Right. Yeah, I was having the same conversation with a lady from the Tea Party with an amazing rack, and she just seemed very happy about the whole situation.
Probably delighted. Now, I think there's still potential. That's her laughing in the background. There's still potential that, you know, when I interviewed her, I had this big thing in front of me.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
You know, it's really lucky that Oscar got the chest cold and not her. We might all be dead.
That's right. Her name is Rhea.
Because obviously, yeah.
Yeah, because she had a large chest. Yeah,
friend of Twitch's, I believe.
Yes. That's correct.
Yes,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, not for long.
I don't know. I'm just frustrated. The whole country's frustrated. Mm-hmm. We want to see some movement, like the movement of that mud
we
into
do,
the hole.
Yeah, very much.
Mike makes movement.
That's like when you're in a bad relationship and you know you're stuck.
Yes.
That's what it feels
it's
like.
It's frustrating.
Like 13 years of marriage.
And I'm hearing it, and it spawned the other side coming out with people that are more radical, which I didn't want.
Right.
I liked it when it was calm.
Yeah.
When was that?
When it was under... You know what? When Bill Clinton was president, it was calm.
Calmer.
When Ronald Reagan was president, it was calm.
Much calmer.
We didn't have this warfare.
Right.
You know,
right.
We didn't have
we
this
talked
war.
About that.
Then when George Bush was president, we had the left wing kind of going bat-ass and saying, we will do anything to get him out of there. Mm-hmm. And then when Barack Obama gets elected, now you have the right wing that is saying, we'll do anything to get him
it's
out of here.
The it's the internet.
It's the internet.
That's right. But, the Pentagon.
And the rye.
Thank
Speaking
you. And
of
the
internet, the rye Pentagon's demanding that WikiLeaks turn over the thousands of military documents recently published about the Afghan war and to not publish the rest of them.
Oh, you wiki bang bang. Wiki wiki bang bang, we love you. Yes,
for
you,
now.
Wiki bang bang. Wiki bang bang, we love you.
The Pentagon is simply calling on WikiLeaks to do the right thing. If that doesn't work, the Pentagon says it may have to take steps to make sure that the website does the right
like the
thing.
I feel like the Pentagon should just shut them down. Who cares?
Well, they can't really, what with the free press and all that.
No, I know. Yeah. I mean, if we can take out world leaders, wink, wink, they can take down a website.
Well, you know what he wants. So look at his country.
A coup.
Sure. Look at that part of the world. You know
we
how
take
they,
care of business.
You know how they take care of administrations down there.
That's right.
You know,
dot, dot, dot.
Boom, boom. Yeah,
exactly.
Can't shoot a website.
A computer...
dot, dot, back of the head. This new government!
A computer scientist in New Mexico has invented and patented a system to prevent the kind of interagency communication breakdown that made the Christmas Day bomber incident possible.
Breakdown!
Go ahead and give it to
Whoa.
Her.
That's for Marcia, your wife.
That's right.
Breakdown. That's Tom Petty, right?
That's yeah. right. Yeah, absolutely.
You can hear great music like that on The Edge.
Good singer and good looking. Yes. Yeah. The Edge 105.9.com, 5 to 9, Monday through Friday.
A delightful morning show.
Kirk and Mike show. Please listen. It helps this podcast.
Unfortunately, even though inventor Rob Petcherer of Santa Fe says he would.
Rob Petri?
Petcherer.
Petcherer.
He says he would give. He would give this information to the government to fight terrorism. Mm-hmm. He says he can't get anyone into the government to listen to him.
Inventor Buddy Sorrell.
He says implementing his plan would take less than an hour.
And we could have all been resting.
Exactly.
It's weird, but I can't imagine that be true. But
I have the same trouble. I'm just telling you what I've read.
Absolutely. We should have let the network run that old movie.
A field trip by field trip by a high school band in Missouri turned ugly yesterday as a two-bus caravan crashed into a stopped semi. Two people died in the crash, the truck driver and one band member. But nobody else was hurt, despite the dozens of injuries. And in Kankakee, Illinois, this is the story you won't hear with the coverage of yesterday's bus crash.
Where's that?
Elsewhere. Not in Missouri, where the big crash occurred, but in Kankakee, Illinois.
Water Kankakee. You got to be careful if you get one of those on the end of your, you know, that's really,
yeah.
If you get a Kankakee, yeah, burn it off.
They make Kankakee or Perry or Washington crossing the Delaware.
Burn it off.
In Illinois, a school bus driver is being sued after leaning out of his bus window to vomit. The driver fell out of the bus in the process, and the driverless bus took the kids into a ditch.
Oh, no. No, that's
fortunately,
not funny.
No one was serious.
Never later. Lean out of your bus to vomit.
No, vomit in the bucket, Mike.
Right.
And going back to our previous conversation, a carnival operator in Pennsylvania is now publicly apologizing for the shooting game that featured as a target President Obama. Good Time Amusements.
I told you it's the hatred from the other side.
Good Time Amusements of Hellertown, PA was hired to supply the games at the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Roman Catholic Church's Big Time Celebration.
Because no one likes Bad Time Amusements,
it's
Buzz.
It's not. Tell me it's not Big Time Celebration.
That's what they call it. It's the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Roman Catholic Church's Big Time Celebration. Try to get that on a banner.
Good
or a
luck.
Flag.
Very good.
The target features a black man with a presidential seal holding a health care bill.
Oh, no.
The carnival operator, Erwin Good, says he is an Obama supporter. And has gotten rid of the game. He says his apology is sincere.
I am an Obama
the
supporter.
The IRS is going after him.
That's not what he said at first.
Right.
His initial comment was, that's not Obama, and anyone offended is just looking to be offended.
Ah.
Yeah.
What a hump.
In New Jersey, an appeals court says Heath and Deborah Campbell can no longer keep their three small children. They cannot have them back from the state. The couple lost custody of the kids after word got out that they had legally named their three children Adolf Hitler Campbell, Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell, and Hansel and Hitler Janine Campbell.
Hansel and Hitler.
Yeah, I lost the kids.
Speedwagon, yeah, you know, three more in your house?
Look, he's a big drinker. As a matter of fact, he's always down at the local watering hole.
Right. Yeah.
They practically call it the Heath Bar.
I remember this couple. Finally, it took like a year to let him go.
He's young, Mike.
They've now lost the...
He's young.
He's young and infected.
You didn't even hear it.
The Heath Bar.
Yes, Heath Bar. Get it? Heath Bar?
I don't know.
It's a candy bar.
Candy bar. Like Heath Bar American Crunch Ice Cream.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
I'm an M&M guy.
No, next time, Mike, make a joke about Chiclets. His people love Chiclets.
We got a bonus hour to do. Let's get out of here, Buzz.
He's an M&M guy.
We could have all been resting.
Finally, police blotter in Reno, just after midnight, night before last, a caller reported that steroid-using bodybuilders had beaten up the caller's son and that they might have killed him. I will now quote directly from the police blotter for the remainder of this story. Midgets from Fulton Avenue had been following and trying to poison the caller. The bodybuilder and the lead female midget, who the caller reported as being really violent, allegedly had been driving the caller's truck. The caller wanted the Nevada County Sheriff's Office to activate the SWAT team. The Aristocrats. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to really thank our fabulous sponsor today, Scott Harris, and all the good people at Catoctin Creek Distillery for the wonderful rye and the wonderful gin and all the booze on BYOB Friday. Catoctin Creek Distillery, make every day a BYOB day with spirits from Catoctin Creek. 100% organic, distilled in Loudoun County, Virginia. Now available. How come I had trouble saying Loudoun? Now available in Maryland and the District 2. That's CatoctinCreek.com. Follow their link on our website, and they'll be helping us out.
And we'll be helping ourselves.
They'll be helping us out on the bonus hour. in the only way they know how. Continue to pour.
The password is hospitality.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our website design is by you-know-who. Our web host is BlueBot.
Also
this
great.
Program cannot be rebroadcast in any form, whatever. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying goodbye for now.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you.